Today is Eid al-Fitr, the festival that ends Ramadan, the month when Muslims fast from sunup to sundown. Muslims around the world are marking the day, including in Nigeria, a country racked by years of fighting between the government and Boko Haram militants. NPR's Ophibia Quist-Arkton is in Maiduguri, in eastern Nigeria, where people displaced by the fighting still found a way to celebrate.
It's Eid here in Maiduguri. And everybody's looking absolutely gorgeous. Children wearing the most beautiful clothes, specially made for the celebration after the Ramadan fast. You've got children in African prints, boys, girls, all looking wonderful. We're on a piece of land here that has been given by the host community. Fatih Abubakar posts images of Borno State. Maiduguri is the state capital, not just the conflict zone. What has Eid been like this time, Fatih?
This time, this year, the Eid is very low-key because of, you know, the reoccurrence of attacks. We have had several attacks recently, so we're very, very cautious. That's why the Eid is low-key, but still, notwithstanding, people, as you can see, are well-dressed, very colorful, very beautiful, and children are very excited that it's Eid. So it's very as vibrant as we know it.
Girls and women are getting their hands and legs and feet painted with henna and looking absolutely gorgeous. Children are playing and children are smiling, but the adults say it's been tough here in Maiduguri.
My name is Babakru Alkali. This is my property here. I give this because of humanitarian. People are suffering. That's why I decided to give them this land to stay.
And the children are playing here during Salah, the Eid celebration after Ramadan. How do you feel about that?
I'm so excited. People are, as you are seeing them, they are all playing like a home.
As night begins to fall at this displaced people's camp in Maiduguri, the children are still playing. Girls are skipping. Boys and girls are racing around the compound with their balloons. And if it wasn't for the United Nations Refugee Agency's tarpaulin for these makeshift camps, it's hard to know that this is a displaced people's camp. The children, at least, are having fun, despite continuing Boko Haram attacks here in Maiduguri. Ophibia Quist-Arkton, NPR News in Maiduguri.